Hey, Night Owls. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Horror Bin. I'm your host, Julian Fernandez, and welcome to the show where we give you our recommendations and reviews for everything to do with horror and movies. With me today, no stranger to the pod, is Kelly McInerney.
Hi!
And if Kelly's on, you know we're talking about one of the newer movies that's out in theaters right now. We're talking about one that's a bit more on the independent side. Mm-hmm. It is Late Night with the Devil, released in 2024, and released, I believe, primarily on Shudder, but still in theaters. So check it out.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer.
We are Cut back in 5, 4... Now, here's Mr. Midnight, Jack Delor.
Oh, good evening, Night Owls, and thank you for allowing me into your living rooms once again.
On Halloween night, 1977.
Good year.
Very excited for you to see it all unfold before your very eyes.
One live television event.
Gosh, I hope you love it. Please love it.
Magic.
Shocked a nation.
Trying to host cashless
indicators. You know what's funny? When I saw this trailer, I did start thinking, like, is this based on a real thing?
We all know how important it is
it's
to
not.
Keep our sponsors and affiliates happy,
but
in
I
my
like
humble
the
opinion,
idea
there's only one
good.
Person
yeah.
who really matters.
Like, they set it up in a world where, like, it's like, hey, he's competing with Johnny Carson for the late night audience.
I liked it. I like the
you're meddling with things you don't understand.
The concept
Whoa.
Of it.
Yeah.
As you know, here on
and the back and forth, the fact that it's all in real time of a live late night taping.
But also we got to see the behind the scenes. Like I would have hated just the show.
The way the format changes into like more of rather than like the television graininess, it changes to like quality camera look.
We attempt to commune with the devil.
Ooh, tell him I say hi.
Stephen King liked it.
Scariest part of the movie.
Good to see you again, Jack.
Lily, return to me.
This isn't about ratings anymore. No
one's Kevin Smith liked it too.
Happen, Jack? How could you let it happen?
Please be warned, anyone with young children in the room.
Go to commercial. Go to commercial.
You're about to see.
You okay, Jack?
I mean, the twist was good too. It's just a little, you know.
The landing was a little. Oh.
Get out there, Mr. Midnight. And you're not gonna.
So we saw a little bit of the ending there. So that is Late Night with the Devil, released in 2024. Let me go ahead and give you guys the rundown. Here we are. A live television broadcast in 1977 goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. Ooh. Short and sweet. I love that description. I'm in.
Yeah.
This was directed by Cameron Karnes?
Karnes? I think they're a husband and wife or a married
Dasmulchin.
Couple?
Dasmulchin. That's how you say his last name. David Dasmulchin is the lead actor in this. He's been seen in a ton of different things. Mm-hmm. You've seen him in the Ant-Man movies, as well as the Dark Knight movie. He's played a lot of, he's more known as a character actor. He was Polka Dot Man in the Suicide Squad. But I like that he takes a leading role in this.
Yeah.
He comes across as, he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
But he plays a late night TV host, a la Johnny Carson. In fact, at the beginning, they kind of give you a rundown of the history of the late night show that he's
it's like
that
a
he
weird
does.
Documentary style in the beginning, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, like, it was a good like way to like, hey, this is who he is. This is what they've tried to do.
Yeah.
His wife had cancer. She was a big part of his life. She died.
Mm-hmm.
It was the highest rated one of the highest rated episodes, just behind Carson.
Yeah,
and the fact that
the last episode she was on when she had her cancer.
Yeah. And so this whole TV taping takes place on Halloween night.
During
Sweeps Week.
To try and get the viewers back.
Yes.
Or any viewers.
Yeah, because if they don't get the numbers they need, the show is going to pretty much be canceled.
Yeah.
So there's a lot at stake for him.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jack,
then,
is that his name?
I believe so. It is Jack Delroy. Yeah. Jack Delroy.
Great late night name.
Yeah, great late night name. Cast is great. Everyone does really well. There's nobody. I will say the guy who plays the skeptic gets on my nerves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he gets on my nerves the whole time. It's like, why is he here? Why is he there?
Yeah. He was just constantly, it seems like he was just there to antagonize people.
It's like a late night format where he has a monologue up top. He has his band guy is his partner in crime.
Yeah.
And then he has three different guests.
Yes.
Right.
So he has a mentalist who at the beginning we see obviously he's fake. He doesn't really have any powers
or does he?
Or does he? Because he does eventually, like at the end of his segment, have some kind of commune with a spirit of some kind.
And then
who we will later find out is possibly the devil, maybe Jack's wife. It's never really made clear.
I don't think it's Jack's wife. I think it's the thing that was at the tree, the father of the trees or whatever that he was a part of.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. They do mention Father of the Trees or the Owl Society
something
or whatever,
like
whatever it is.
And he signed a thing to
become like an elite.
To become like he wants fame.
Yeah.
And I think this is what happened is because he signed that. That's how his wife died. Like, it's like, you could have this, but you won't have your wife.
Right.
Essentially. So that's what happened.
It's a give and take. It's a devil's deal kind of situation.
Yeah.
Which I do like that. I don't like, because you even see in the trailer where suddenly the girl, amongst their guests, they have a skeptic that comes on to disprove everybody.
Yeah.
And then they have a psychiatrist who's been working with a girl who's part of a cult.
Who escaped it? I mean,
she didn't escape the cult. The cult died.
Yeah, it was burned down.
But she was found, mental issues, mentally ill, and this doctor's working with her and has found a way to communicate with the demon that's inside her.
Mm-hmm.
They do a demonstration. The demon comes out, and it seems like the demon's very, even the girl herself, when she's not full on demon, seems to know who Jack is on a more friend, like on a more personal level.
It seems to like try and fool Jack that's his wife. Like that's what I feel like
it was attempting
to fool Jack.
Because everyone, at least crew wise, a lot of people are like, we want to be done. This is freaking us out. We're freaking us out. He loves it. One, because it's good TV, as one would say, but also, and he also has a producer who does not ever have a cigarette in his hand.
Yeah.
but keep on.
He always has it in his hand.
Well, he does not.
Not have it.
Not have it. Yeah. I just said it longer. but he's pushing like, hey, the phones are off the hook. Basically, you know, we got to keep it going. And the fact that there's possibly some connection to his wife to commune with her is also intriguing him.
Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of scared too, but he's like, we're doing this. Like, we're already.
And it's freaky. I mean, like, if I started seeing some real supernatural shit, I'm done. I'm out. I'm like, oh, I don't need to know this shit.
Yeah,
and
same.
I don't think they want to know me either. But like for him, where he's in a where he feels like he's in a desperate situation to get viewers, to get people to watch and everything. I got that on that level too.
There's a lot of good scares too. I mean, the skeptic, with the mentalist guy, he gets possessed and then starts puking black stuff, right?
Spewing, as the skeptic
spewing
says.
It. Uh-huh. And then
is what they call spewing.
And then, hey, he dies.
Yeah. Find out later on that the mentalist dies in the hospital, and the skeptic also dies. Has a funny death because the entire time he's like, I will give you a $10,000 check if you can prove anything that you do is real.
Yeah.
Psychic wise, just a carpenter comes in. I did this. Oh, okay. Here's the check. But if you, like, spiritually, you're supernatural, if you can prove it's real,
because
he'll give you a check.
He does a crazy hypnotist thing
to
the TV and to the psychic, which was the grossest scene in the whole, and also scary.
Scary, but also, like, I don't know if you could really do that. Like, get, like, everybody on TV and in an audience to, like, see the same thing. But he even points out there are people that don't, that don't see anything that's going on.
Right.
They see through the illusion.
Yeah, yeah. They like they picked out. They're like, yeah, I just didn't see it.
Yeah. So there are those moments.
But the worms thing, it was very goosebumpsy, which was kind of fun.
Goosebumpsies.
Yeah, and gross. And that's a good way of utilizing the low budgetness of it.
Yeah. This one, let me see if I can find the budget. I will say Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 97%.
Oh, interesting.
Audience score 82%. Well, I agree with that. I think it was a very good execution.
I like the premise of it. I think it's a very clever premise.
I like the premise. I like that it's basically all in real time of a live taping.
Mm-hmm.
I like the back and forth of it all. And the one thing I don't like is just when we get to the climax and you feel they set up that this girl is going to get repossessed and is going to pull the knife that's in between her and Jack.
Yeah, because it's right there.
And just start cutting people up. Mm-hmm. That's the entire time I'm like, she's going to pick up that knife and start stabbing people. If it's like an immediate thing, oh, it's going to be so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But she ends up going all Super Saiyan all of a sudden.
And like gets possessed with the electricity.
And her head splits in half and a light an EDM concert comes out of her head.
Yeah, it's very Deadmau5.
Just the beat drop.
Yeah. It's like that scene in Popstar where they let him have that light and then he falls and it blinds everybody. That happened, except they killed people.
And then we go into basically Jack's delusion, his vision or whatever, and finding out that this whole thing is apparently part of a deal that he had made as part of this weird high society cult thing in the woods, which I didn't look into it, but I think I remember hearing out about that before. Like, it's possibly like,
I don't think so. I haven't heard about it before.
Maybe it was advertising.
Maybe.
Because I like the advertising that they put out for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in it. Like, I liked, this is the difference with like horrors. Like, do you want a good story? This was a great story, but then the delivery at the end was like, oh, that wasn't that scary. You know, like, uh-oh. It was more of like an uh-oh for Jack at the end. Than a big scare, because the tension was building up so well. I just wanted blood, literally.
Yeah.
And then it, like, I don't understand. Is it hard to do that? You did a great, like, physical, like, with just prosthetics with the worms. I don't understand why they didn't choose that route.
That's the other thing. It seemed like a lot of practical effects, too, in this.
Yeah, then continue the practical effects at the end. Mm-hmm. I would have liked that, you know? It was just weird. I didn't like the lasers. I was That's what took me out of it.
That's where it got. That's where it kind of got like a little out of hand there.
It's crazy how it could be a good film, but I think ultimately with horrors, it's like how does it leave you?
It's always gonna come down to your tone taste too.
Yeah, climax.
Not every horror is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But this one definitely, like, if you're someone who likes. I think this is like one of those horror movies that if you're someone who's into those underground kind of films, those not so mainstream ones, this is definitely a watch. It feels like
and just like good story. It's
yeah. I'd say this is definitely. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I almost want to say this is maybe like tier two on the bin. Like, it's a hidden treasure, but it's high up there.
Yeah.
Because it definitely is. Luckily, it came out in theaters. It had some good marketing. It's available on Shudder, which I really like. If you're a horror fan, you got to get Shudder.
I could
not
see.
Not an ad.
Yeah. I don't have it. I should get it. But I could see how people would like this more than Immaculate if you're a story baby versus like a jump scare baby.
Yeah.
You know, I like the jump scare. I like being scared. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know it's a movie and it should follow the a good story. But I think horrors have an exception of like, you could have a shitty storyline, predictable as hell. But if you're scaring me, great job.
Yeah, true. So on the scary rating, 1 to 10, 1 being Hotel Transylvania, 10 being the scariest thing of all time, where are you putting Late Night with the Devil?
Man, I don't know, because it, like, a 4.
Okay.
Because the end really bummed me out.
I was going to give it around a 5. The scariest part is one of the scariest part, because there's a lot of parts where like the feed kind of cuts out a little bit, like, or like static comes on, which kind of gets you a little like jostled, like you might have seen something. The scariest part is when they talk with the demon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would give it an even 5. I'd say it's like right around there. Movie wise, I'm going to give it a 7, maybe even a 7.5.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 6.5. For the movies. Because I don't know. I think it's just the end bummed me out. It's probably more of a 7. You're probably right. Because I did like, it's such a fun way to have a movie, like the format of it, the live, mm-hmm. like a live videotape, like a late night thing.
Yeah.
Such a brilliant concept. So I think it's that. It's just the ending bummed me out. That's why. If it had a better ending, huge murderous ending. But that's where Low Budge comes in.
Yeah.
But
the ending definitely, like, it doesn't feel like a Shudder or like a Shudder original movie until that girl starts turning into an EDM concert.
Yeah, and you're like,
Then it's like, oh right, independent movie.
Yeah,
that's where it kind of felt. Mm-hmm. Also, it was funny too. So many production intros before the movie even began. We were talking about how there's a Family Guy a cutaway gag where they're at a theater and it's like, it's so hard to tell when like it, whether the movie's either beginning or it's a production logo. And there were so many before this movie started. It wasn't until after the fact that I was sitting in my seat. I was like, I should have been like, one more.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how many there were going to be. But it takes when you start the movie, it takes a while to start the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the bin, I kind of already said maybe like a tier 2 hidden treasure.
Yeah.
Where are you putting it?
What's below the hidden treasure?
Below, it's tier 3 hidden treasure. It's like a one you got to real dig for.
I think it's in between 2 and 3 because it just depends on your taste. This wasn't my favorite, but I could see how it could be other people's favorites because it's a great story. And like, I liked the justifications of everything. If like they explained everything, which I liked. Yeah.
If you're someone who doesn't want to watch mainstream, you want to watch something that's a little more independent, a little more risk taking. This is definitely the movie to watch. If you're having a movie night where it's a bunch of independent movies, a bunch of low budget horror movies, put this one at the top of the list.
You don't want to be scared, like super scared, you know, but you want to enjoy a horror.
Yeah.
You know?
It gives you a good amount of tension,
but there is some scare. Like the worm scene was so gross and scary. Like
there's stuff you don't expect happening.
Yeah. I feel bad for that guy.
The sidekick just wanted to go home.
He wanted to go home the whole time. And he was one of the first people to die immediately.
Yeah.
It's
neck
sucked.
Snap too.
Yeah.
Damn. But speaking of going home, we gotta be closing it out right now, right near.
Yeah.
We gotta close it out right near. We gotta close it out right here. Kelly, thank you so much for being on, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Pretty soon, I'm not sure if this one's coming up before or after we do Abigail, but we'll for sure be doing that one very soon as well.
Can't wait.
But you know, let the people know where they can find you, what you got going on.
Sure. Kelly McInerney. You could find me on Instagram at Kelly McInerney, KellyMcInerney.net, or like if you're in the LA area, come to Comedy Bingo. It's the 3rd or 4th Monday of every month. Depends on the month.
Yeah. Great show. Check it out. Got a chance to do a little drop in not too long ago, which is a lot of fun. You guys can find me on all the things, Julian F. Comedy. You guys can follow this podcast at Horror Bin Pod. Leave us a review. Let us know what you thought of the movie. Let us know what movies you think we should talk about, what movies you think we should do, what topics we should talk about as well. And who knows, your suggestion might be our next episode. Leave us a like, leave us a review. Let's continue to build this late night fan base. And as we say on every episode, that's all, folks. I fucked it up. Bye.
I was like, what are you going to
take us out, Johnny? That's what it should have been. Take us out, Johnny.